The Sudanese journalists have more than 30 years struggled to get back their syndicate because historically the Sudanese journalists, they have their syndicate until Bashir come and dissolve their syndicate and create a new law which allow a journalist who are pro his regime to have what they call journalist union. And this journalist union have nothing to do with the right to defend the rights of the journalist, just to develop the professional of the journalist. For this, the Sudanese journalist, always they are struggling to get back their syndicate until the uprising against Bashir and Bashir regime have been toppled. Then the journalists start again to do the procedures to have their syndicate until they held what they call the General Assembly and they approve their basic law which organize how the syndicate can work and what the goals of their syndicate and what the purpose of their syndicate.
Yes.
And then
I will just get
this,
with you
in this meeting.
Yes, I will get with you just okay. In a second about the goals and but what is the importance of forming an independent journalist syndicate at this particular time in Sudan?
This particular time, the independent journalist, its main goals to work with Sudanese people to get a civilian democratic rules for Sudanese peoples and to defend the right of free expressions, which is the main basic of media work, and to protect the human rights of Sudanese peoples and to protect the Sudanese journalists while they are doing their jobs from any violence, even inside their institutions or out their institution, because Sudanese journalists for decades, they have no one to protect them. And also to build the capacity of the Sudanese journalists by training them and exchange the experience with others in the region and in the whole world, because the Sudanese journalists for decades they have no proper institutes to train them, and now we have the majority of the journalists women and men, and they are very young. The majority of them, they are less than 30 years old. For those young people, they want institute to train them in the great change happen now in the media all over the world.
Yes. And during the rule of President Omar al-Bashir, like you already mentioned, there was a journalist union, which is still is in existence today in Sudan. What is the difference between that union and the syndicate that you were just elected as its president on Sunday?
According to law, have been approved during Bashir regime, the journalist union, it is a journalist that main purpose to development the profession of the journalists. It has nothing to do with protecting journalists or to defend them in the economic situation or in their fighting against the owners of their institution. And also there is a problem in the memberships. In the old journalist, there is an examination. You have just to pass this examination, and then you get the ID of the journalist union. Even you are not working a journalist, even you are working a soldier or a police officer or a security officer or a lawyer or a doctor, even you pass this examination, you can get the journalist union ID. Now this syndicate is saying it is only the membership for people who are working as a journalist in a proper institute. No, it's not open for others who can be a member of other syndicate, or he can be soldiers or police officer or whatever he is.
Understood. Yes. Since the military takeover in October, radio and TV stations, as well as journalists themselves, have come under attack. We have had several incidents. What will you be doing to improve the media environment in Sudan and make sure journalists are not being harassed for doing their job?
Well, one of the main purposes to protect the journalists, and to protect the journalists, the best way we to have a civilian and democratic rules. We will fight with our peoples to get a democratic and civilian rules which can protect the human rights, which can protect the freedom of expression, which can protect the journalists during they are doing their jobs.